You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no ease.com.
Notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair.
Good evening. This is Orson Welles. Personally, I've never met anybody who didn't like a good ghost story. But I know a lot of people who think there are a lot of people who don't like a good ghost story. For the benefit of these, at least, I go on record at the outset of this evening's entertainment with a sober assurance that although blood may be curdled on this program, none will be spilt. There's no shooting, knifing, throttling, axing, or poisoning here. No clanking chains, no cobwebs, no bony and or hairy hands appearing from secret panels or, better yet, bedroom curtains. If it's any part of that dear old phosphorescent foolishness that people who don't like ghost stories don't like, then again, I promise you, we haven't got it. Not tonight. What we do have is a thriller. It's half as good as we think it is. You can call it a shocker. It's already been called a real Orson Welles story. Now, frankly, I don't know what this means. I've been on the air directing and acting in my own shows for quite a while now, and I don't suppose I've done more than half a dozen thrillers in all that time. Honestly, I don't think even that many, but it seems I do have a reputation for the uncanny. Quite possibly, a little escapade of mine involving a couple of planets, which shall be nameless, is responsible. Doesn't really matter. Don't think I disapprove of thrillers. I don't. A story doesn't have to appeal to the heart. It can also appeal to the spine. Sometimes you want your heart to be warmed, and sometimes you want your spine to tingle. The tingling, it's to be hoped, will be quite audible as you listen tonight.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale with a brief reminder. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener-supported, so I encourage your monetary support with a donation today. Please visit www.mpir-otr.com and click on the donations page. A one-time donation of any amount will be greatly appreciated. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com. And thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Shadow's latest adventure starts in just a moment. But first, you motorists know that in these days of high speeds and superhighways, when you have to stop, you often have to stop fast. Just as fast on wet roads as on dry ones. And if there was ever a tire built to stop you quicker, safer in a wet road emergency. It's the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown with the amazing Lifesaver Tread. For a member, this new Silvertown is the tire that won, hands down, in competitive non-skid road tests conducted by Pittsburgh Testing Laboratory, the largest independent testing laboratory in the country. If you want the quickest, safest stops you've ever had on a wet pavement, if you want the real blowout protection of the famous Goodrich Golden Ply, both at no extra cost, equip your car with these new life-saving Silvertowns without delay. The Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Cranston is known to the underworld as The Shadow. Never seen, only heard, his true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, The Witch Drums.
Gathered here on Gallows Hill to witness the triumph of righteousness over the forces of evil. Hear me, Dame Anna West. Recant, repent, that even in this hour of doom, thy soul may yet escape eternal hellfire.
Anger!
Man the witch!
Save our children from their evil cause!
Light the fire!
Recant, repent, before it is too late. Repent!
I am innocent!
Hanger, light the fire.
Stop, ye crazed and benighted fools. It is my wife ye would hang and burn. What do ye know of witchcraft? By what right do ye condemn the woman of my house, the mother of my children?
Dame West has had a fair trial before a jury of her peers, Captain West. Ye must abide by their judgment.
Aye. Tried by fools such as you, John Wood, who called my wife a witch for beating the Congo drums, which I, Captain Daniel West, brought from Africa
be
with a cargo of play.
Captain, lest ye share the fate of your spouse.
I'll not be silent. Hear me, Minister Wood. For the deeds of this day, I'll put a curse on you and your family forever. Let the spirit of my wife, Anna West, who is about to die, Reverend Wood, haunt and torment thy offspring with the madness of the Congo drums, generation upon generation, until the last of thy bloodkin shall be dead.
Accursed voodoo drums!
Dead!
He has brought the voodoo drums!
Accursed voodoo drums!
Stop him! Hang them both! Kill them!
Light the fire! Burn them both!
Burn the drums!
Aye, burn us! Burn the Congo drums! It will do you, ye no good! Let the fire of purgatory, nor the march of centuries will wipe out the curse or the sound of the Congo drum.
And here's another news bulletin. With the 1938 rainy season at its height, the South American crop is being threatened with destruction.
Lamont Cranston, now that we have managed to sneak away for a quiet weekend in Maine, visiting my Aunt Henrietta, do you think you could forget business and news?
All right, Margot. Turn off the radio. I just want to get the time.
Well, you got it. Did you hear the commentator say it was 1938? Isn't that accurate enough when you're on vacation?
What's the matter, Margot? Afraid I'll hear a news report of some crime and go tearing back the city to try to solve it?
It wouldn't be the first time, Lamont Cranston. Once an amateur criminologist, always an amateur criminologist. As for the Shadow...
I'll try to keep the Shadow in his place in the shadows, Margot.
Promise?
I promise.
Good. Isn't this an interesting town we're passing through, Lamont?
Yes. This is the town where they had the quaint custom of burning witches.
Seems incredible. Then it was long ago.
Less than 300 years ago. Only a few generations, Margot.
What a stir the Shadow would have caused in this town in those days, Lamont.
He might have saved quite a few innocent people from being burned at the stake.
Or been caught and burned at the stake himself. Thank heavens this is the 20th... Lamont, look at that crowd in the yard of that old house just ahead.
Looks like trouble of some sort.
Let's stop and see what it is. What a strange old house.
All right, but I thought you wanted a quiet weekend. No excitement.
I know, but just let's see what's going on.
Margot. Margot, wait a minute. They're pulling something out of that old well.
Why, it's a little boy, Lamont. It looks like
yes. Dead. It's been dead for a long time, if it looks at the body. I'm going over to see what it's all about.
The witch killed him. The witch killed him and
threw
him in the well.
Tommy, Tommy, now, wait, my boy. You mustn't say things like that. You mustn't call poor Anna West a witch. You mustn't believe the stories people tell about Martha's great-grandmother.
But she's a witch, just like her great-grandma. She's always scaring us with those drums she has in the cellar. Now she's killed my brother. She killed him and threw him in the well.
Tommy, my boy, don't make it any harder for me to bear. Don't let Mother hear you talk like this.
But Dad, Anna's great-granddaddy, old Captain West, put a curse on us. He did, didn't he? And his uncle told us about it.
Yes, Tommy, but you mustn't believe in things like that. Why, it happened more than 200 years ago.
Yes, but Anna's uncle told us to keep away from here. Not to come near when she was down in the cellar beating those awful sounding old drums. Now look at her, standing there in the window just staring, watching them taking David out of the well where she threw
Tommy,
him.
Tommy, my boy, Tommy, don't, Tommy. I know it's hard losing a little brother like this.
I'm sorry, Reverend. We couldn't help overhearing. Is there anything we can do? Take him home, perhaps.
Thank you, but we live just across the street next to my church. Come, Tommy, there is nothing more we can do here. We must go break the news to Mother as gently as we can.
All right, Dad. But Anna West did it. I know she did it.
No, Tommy, don't be bitter. Hatred won't bring little David back to us.
Dad!
Well?
Let's go home. Here comes her uncle, Jonathan West. He told us to keep away.
Hold on a minute, Reverend Wood. I want to talk to you.
Not now, Jonathan West. I must go and tell my wife our boy's body has been found.
What I have to say will only take a minute, and you'll listen now. You know what's good for you and your family.
Yes, Jonathan?
Just this. I heard your son accusing my niece and ward of murder. I heard him calling her a witch.
I'm sorry. He didn't know what he was saying. Try to understand that he's just lost his only brother.
I know that more. It isn't the first time the children of this neighborhood have stood in this yard screaming witch, but it's the last. I'm warning you. There'll be no more of it. My ward, Anna West, my brother's child, may not be quite normal, but she's not a witch. Even if she is the great-grandchild of one that was condemned and burned at the stake by your illustrious forefather.
I'm sorry for what happened so long ago, but you yourself are to blame if that old legend will not die.
Legend? Is it a legend that your house and mine has been cursed for generations by that bloody deed on Gallows Hill 200 years ago?
The curse was forgotten until you came back from Africa to rule your brother's home, send his widow to an early grave, and deny his child the right to a normal, happy life.
My sister-in-law was mad, and her child Anna's cursed with the same affliction.
Then why isn't she being treated? Why do you keep her locked up in the dismal house, without companionship, with voodoo drums for playthings, with her white face and haunted eyes staring from shuttered windows? Is it any wonder that town children are afraid and call her witch?
Say what you like. Stupid curiosity made one of your sons prowl around the grounds of my property. He fell in that well and was drowned. No, I'm warning you. Keep your boy Tom away from here, or something may happen to him, and curse that our family has put on yours, the curse of old Captain West, will be fulfilled. Remember it. A curse on your house. Until the last of your blood kin shall be dead.
May the Lord forgive you for your mockery and blasphemy, Jonathan West. Come, Tommy. We must go to your mother now.
Remember, Reverend Wood, I've warned you. Keep away from me and mine.
Lamont, did you see the look in that man's eyes?
Yes, Margot, I did. It's been a long time since I've seen such murderous hate in the eyes of any human being.
I wonder if that child's death was accidental.
I wonder.
Look at that poor girl. She's still standing by the window watching, Lamont. Something horrible about all this. I have a feeling this is the beginning, not the end of a tragedy.
Margot, have you forgotten we're on a vacation bound for a pleasant weekend in Maine? You made me promise.
Do you want to be released from that promise?
Yes. Yes, I agree with you. There's something going on here in that house, something horrible.
Do you think the shadow could end it?
Do you want him to try?
Yes, do what you can, Lamont. Try. And I'll help you any way I can.
All right, Margot, we'll stop here and perhaps the shadow can discover what's masquerading in the guise of madness and witchcraft.
What happened at the coroner's inquest, Lamont?
Nothing. A routine verdict of accidental death. No wonder there's so many murders in this country.
Why do you say that, Lamont?
That child was dead before he ever landed in the bottom of that well, and from the way the body looked, he died of strangulation, not drowning. What did you learn about this man, Jonathan West?
Plenty. In my role of inquiring reporter, I found a lot of people willing to talk about him. He managed a trading post in Africa, in the Congo. Came here when his brother died 5 years ago.
What about the girl we saw in the window, his ward? And what about her mother?
The mother died a year after her husband. Apparently went insane and killed herself.
And the girl?
Well, apparently Anna West was quite normal until 2 years ago. Then she stopped going out of the house. The neighbors began hearing those voodoo drums. And all the neighborhood children became afraid of that house, and the witch stories started.
Find out anything else?
Yes, one more thing. It seems that Jonathan West brought an old colored man back with him from the Congo. He's been taking care of the girl. He's always with her.
It's like history repeating itself. Old Captain West had a Congo slave in that house 300 years ago. He was the cause of his wife's being accused of witchcraft. Well, here we are.
Be careful of Jonathan West. If you go in that house, Lamont, he's dangerous.
I know, Margot. Even a jackal is dangerous if he's cornered.
I'll keep the shortwave tuned in on our regular band. If you run into trouble and need help, let me know right away.
All right, Margot. But I think this is one case the shadow can handle alone.
Lamont, listen. Do you hear that?
Yes, drums. Voodoo drums, all right.
Oh, that poor Anna West can't know what she's doing. Beating on those drums in that dark house. Little David Wood lying dead in his coffin just across the street.
Margot, how old is this girl, this Anna West? I didn't get a good look at her when she was standing in the window this afternoon.
She's 18. Why?
I mean, it turned out to be an important factor, Margot. Jonathan West is her guardian, and she'll soon be of age.
Maybe it is, Lamont. I heard her father left quite a fortune. You wouldn't believe it to look at that house, dismal and dilapidated. Why, they haven't even any electricity, just lamps and candles.
So I noticed. Listen, Margot, there's a storm coming up. Don't leave the car. Stay here. The only way I can find out the truth is to go into the house as the shadow.
Ladies and gentlemen, while we're waiting for the climax of this thrilling shadow adventure, let me remind you that when clouds gather and it starts to rain, every road you travel on may automatically become a skid trap.
The shadow knows when thousands are killed or injured every year by crazy car-spinning skids. Don't you owe it to your family to give them the utmost protection against this danger?
Motorists, at last you can have real protection on wet, slippery roads. How? By equipping your car with new Goodrich Silvertowns with a sensational lifesaver tread. This tread is new, different from anything you've ever seen. It is wider and flatter with never-ending spiral bars that act on a wet road like a whole battery of windshield wipers. Sweep the water right and left. Force it out through deep drainage grooves. Make a dry track for the husky Silvertown to grip. And talk about your fast stops. Ask any of your friends who have switched to this new Goodrich Silvertown. They'll tell you that the Lifesaver tread gives quicker, safer stops on wet roads than they ever dreamed possible. And don't forget, on dry roads too, this new Goodrich Silvertown gives you the utmost in driving security and control. Yes, motorists, it hugs dry roads, dries wet roads. It's the safest thing on wheels.
Afraid of this whip if I give you a good taste of it. After this, you come when I call you, and come quick, you Congo devil.
Mwambi not afraid for you. Mwambi not afraid for any white man, even in his own land. You are a devil too, Mr. West.
You hold your tongue and do as you're told, or I'll send you back to Africa. The authorities would like to get their hands on you for what you did to the commissioner's wife.
I no killed commissioner's wife. She laughed at Mwambi's magic and god of voodoo kill her.
Yes, but whose hand held the knife that cut her throat? Never mind that. I thought I told you to keep my niece Anna away from those drums, from beating those drums, tonight of all nights.
I forget.
Yes. You're going to forget once too often, Mwambi.
Voodoo drums talk to spirit of dead boy.
Listen to me, you dirty heathen. Go ahead and talk that rot to Anna. You've got her believing it, but don't try it on me. I know your tricks, you faker.
Voodoo drums say boy dead now, but soon white man die.
Yeah. All right. If your cursed voodoo drums know so much, what man's going to die?
A white man in this house.
Why, you treacherous old man. I'm the only white man in this house, and if there's any more killing, it'll be you that'll get it, not me.
More than one white man in this house, Mwambi, no.
What are you talking about? What's the matter with you? Get down in the cellar and take those drums away from Anna. Take her to her room and keep her there. And another thing, don't give her any more of that stuff you've been feeding her.
You say make her life crazy?
That could wait. There's plenty of time. If only you hadn't let that kid get in the house.
Maybe white police find out how he died.
They won't. They think it was an accident. They're burying him tomorrow, but we've got to be careful for a while. Now get down there and stop those infernal drums.
Yes. Mwambi, go. But you watch out. Danger close to you. Danger in shadows. White man die tonight.
Trying to throw a scare into me, are you? Well, I'll be finished with you pretty soon. You and your voodoo nonsense, Mwambi.
Voodooism is a dangerous weapon, Jonathan West.
What? Who said that? Mwambi, you devil, if this is one of your tricks...
Your servant, Mwambi... has nothing to do with my presence in this house. Jonathan West.
And who? He knew. He warned me.
Yes. Mwambi is not a faker. His powers told him of another presence in this room. He could not see me any more than you can see me now. But he knew I was here. That's why he left so quickly.
No, this can't be. I'm hearing things. I must be crazy.
No, Jonathan West, you are sane. Quite sane. And I am real. Not the fancy of a mind tormented by remorse. Remorse for the murder of an innocent child.
Who are you? How did you get here? What do you want?
I am the Shadow. Jonathan West. And I have come to take your ward, Anna West, out of this house before she shares the fate of the child you murdered and flung in the well.
The Shadow?
Yes. Yes, the Shadow.
You? Why, you're wrong. I didn't murder the boy. It was an accident.
Yes. An accident by design. Just as all the things are happening in this house are accidents by design. If there is a gun in that desk behind you, don't waste your time. It won't help you.
If I could only see you.
Many a criminal has made that wish.
You are in this room, not just a voice.
The lamplight casts deep shadows.
Now we'll see if a gun will help me or not.
Others have tried and failed.
Maybe they have, but I won't fail. Maybe this whip will tell me where you are, Shadow.
You handle a bullwhip well. Like a man who has used it often.
You devil! I'll find you. You're here, somewhere. So you're there. Mwambi was right. He was right. He said a man would die in this house tonight. And that man is you, Shadow, you. But there'll be no evidence. Because the house will burn to the ground. I've broken the lamp, Shadow. But you can't hear the crackling of the frame. Mwambi! Mwambi! Where's Anna?
Be still. There is death in this house. The gods of voodoo are angry.
Where's my ward, Anna? The house is on fire. In a few minutes, the whole town will be here.
Let them come.
Listen to me, Mwambi. If they get in this house and take Anna away, if they get the truth from her, you won't have to go back to Africa to be hung. She saw you strangle the boy. She'll remember. Where is she? Now, quick, tell me.
If Mwambi die, you die too. It is the law of the white man. Mwambi, no.
Yes. Yes, I know. That's why we've got to get rid of her. We've got to do it now. We can't wait any longer. The house is on fire, I tell you. Where is she?
You let her burn in fire like wife of old Captain West.
Yes. No one will know. It's even better than the way I planned. With Anna West out of the way, I'll never have to account for the money her father left her. Hurry up. There's no time to lose. Where is she?
Then you give me money to go back to my people?
Yes, yes. You'll get what I promised you.
The gods of voodoo say no. Say I die soon.
You and your voodoo gods, don't try that stuff on me. You know what I think of voodoo. And here's a taste of what you'll get if you don't tell me what you've done with that girl.
No, no, no. Mwambi tell.
Where is she?
In the wine cellar. She can't get out. Door he barred.
Good. Then the house will burn right overhead. Burn her alive. Fire is catching quickly. In a few minutes, no one will know whatever happened.
White man who is in house, he know.
You were right about that, Mwambi. But there's no need to worry about him. He's lying on the floor, dead. What's left of him. In the room where I started the fire.
You are wrong, Jonathan West. Fooled by the oldest trick in the world. You shot and heard me fall. I was not hit.
Come back, Mwambi. You're not running out to leave me deal with the Shadow alone. You've been boasting about your voodoo powers. Use them now.
No. No. It is the spirit of the evil one that speaks. Listen. The drums. They speak, but no hands touch them.
Listen, Mwambi. Hear the message of the drums.
Death. Death for Mwambi.
Listen to me, Mwambi. Listen to me. You have committed murder for Jonathan West. Now he means to murder you. You will never get out of this place alive. Never.
No. No, don't listen to him, Mwambi. I wouldn't do that. You've served me well.
But he's through with you.
No, Mwambi.
You've killed for him. Now he means to kill you.
No, no.
Hear me, Mwambi.
I hear you. I hear you, Shadow. The drums foretold.
Keep away from me. Drop that knife, you heathen devil.
No. You plan to kill me. I kill you.
You asked for it, Mwambi.
There. We die together. Well. I by you gun. You by my knife. Mwambi, die. But you die first. Drum, speak.
Mwambi, let me out. Oh, let me out. I can't breathe. Mwambi. Mwambi. Uncle Jonathan.
They are dead. They meant to kill you. Now, quick, get out of the cellar.
Oh, I can't see. Oh, I can't see.
Follow the sound of my voice. Come quickly.
Where are you? Help me.
This way. Follow my voice. Follow my voice, and you'll be safe.
How did you ever get poor Anna West out of that house, Lamont?
It was easy once I succeeded in turning Mwambi against West. They killed each other. How's the girl when you saw her last?
Scared. And she kept talking about a strange voice that led her out of the cellar just before the house caved in. But aside from that, she seems perfectly normal.
Anna West would be perfectly normal now that Mwamba's dead. Kept the girl in a hypnotic trance.
Oh.
Only a matter of time before he drove the girl insane with those infernal drums.
Well, she's in good hands now. Reverend Wood and his wife have taken her in. Look, Lamont, we're passing the city limits.
Yes, Margot. Yes, out of the city. Out of the city where a fanatic tried to perpetuate a curse made 300 years ago, but in so doing met his own fate by the superstitious revenge he himself wished to inflict upon others. Jonathan West and Mwambe met the fate which the forces of justice eventually mete out to all criminals, such as they.
You have been listening to a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine, now on sale at your local newsstand.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.